Welcome back to Page of the Wind. It's the daily podcast where we read a page from Name of the Wind and then talk about it. This is page 161. Many did not. Things were dangerous the first few days of high mourning, and I spent most of my time simply staying out of harm's way. But as midwinter approached, things settled down. The number of demons steadily decreased as people lost their masks or tired of the game. Telu no doubt eliminated his share as well, his silver mask or no, he was just one man. He could hardly cover the whole of Tarbian in just 7 days' time. I chose the last day of mourning for my trip hillside. Spirits are always high on Midwinter's Day, and high spirits mean good begging. Best of all, the ranks of the demons were noticeably thinned, which meant it was reasonably safe to be walking the streets again. I set out in the early afternoon, hungry because I couldn't find any bread to steal. I remember feeling vaguely excited as I headed toward hillside. Maybe some part of me remembered what Midwinter had been like with my family, warm meals and warm beds afterward. Maybe I had been infected by the smell of evergreen boughs being gathered into piles and set ablaze in celebration of Telu's triumph. That day, I learned two things. I learned why beggars stay waterside, and I learned that no matter what the church might tell you, midwinter is a time for demons. I emerged from an alley and was instantly struck by the difference in atmosphere between this part of the city and where I had come from. Waterside, merchants wheedled and cajoled customers, hoping to lure them into their shops. Should that fail, they were not shy about bursting into fits of bellicosity, cursing, or even openly bullying customers. Here, the shop owners wrung their hands nervously. They bowed and scraped and were unfailingly polite. Voices were never raised. After the brutal reality of things waterside, it seemed to me as if I had stumbled into a formal ball. Everyone was dressed in new clothes, everyone was clean, and they all seemed to be participating in some sort of intricate social dance. But there were shadows here, too. As I surveyed the street, I spotted a pair of men lurking in an alleyway across from... That's the end of the page. My name's Nick.
I'm Jordana.
I'm Jeremy.
Where will we begin?
Well, I was thinking that people sure play this game by the rules. The Midwinter's Festival game. He's saying Telu eliminated his share of demons. Even though they're going around making mischief, they seem to be... You know, more or less following the rules when they get eliminated. Maybe they're just getting...
come back.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think that there is something to be said about them just getting sick of the game.
That's probably a large part of it, too. Yeah. But on the other hand...
There's only so much trouble you can cause before someone's going to...
I don't know, if you have a whole week of carte blanche. Now, I'm not saying that would do this. I am... Yeah, it's not the purge. Well, actually, it kind of is, you know? It's a whole week where you get to wear a mask and do quote-unquote mischief. And if something happens to go too far, well... You know, we can't be blamed. Like, I'm not saying
we know that things do go too far, though, certainly on waterside. Like, he purposefully stays off the streets a little more because he knows things do go a little too far.
Exactly. Yeah. And to my mind, it would ramp up rather than dribble off because
people find they have more license to do bad stuff.
Yeah, and as the week gets shorter, maybe they would feel like, oh, I only have 3 more days to get away with all my crap.
Yeah, no. Two counter arguments there. One is that, like, much as in real Misrule festivals, everyone knows that it's going to come to an end. So, like, you know, at the end of the day, once the festival's over, like, if you've really done something horrible, you'll probably get in trouble for it anyway. You know, like, if you vandalize some aristocrat's manor, you know, he might come seeking revenge after the festival's over.
But if you all have masks,
he might come seeking revenge during the festival.
Sure. The other thing is that, like, let's keep in mind that this is a religious festival, and maybe people's, you know, solemnity and religious feeling, you know, forces them to play the game, you know, according to the rules. You know?
I suppose. The juxtaposition we've already seen of the way this festival is pulled off versus the way Quoth's family pulled off the festival says to me that the people doing in Tarbian are less willing to play by the rules, except that... As they get eliminated, they're playing by the rules. It's just odd to me.
I also think that the people on Hillside probably play far more by the rules. They don't have as much of a reason not to.
Yeah. Well, there's also the shadows here. But yeah, maybe Hillside or Waters. Which one is the nice one?
Hillside is the nice one.
Hillside is the nice one? Mm. Yeah.
Think about it. Hills are high up.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. That's the best I got for you.
True fact stated. They burn evergreen boughs. That's a thing that dates back to real winter solstice festivals like Yule and Saturnalia.
Wasn't that part of the Telu story where they burn Incanus on the wheel with evergreen boughs?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Although I don't remember if it's evergreen boughs or if it's Ash and Elm and Rowan. Mm.
I don't remember either. Why do they call it high morning? The way that morning is spelled, that's like sad morning.
Well, yes. Presumably they're mourning the death of Telu.
Well, guess what, friends? In the appendix of the 10th anniversary book, he goes into a whole thing of why it's called high morning. There's actually a lovely, long explanation.
I'm so sad I haven't read that.
I think we're doing ourselves and our listeners a disservice by not having this information.
A copy of that book.
Okay, Jordana. Run down to the local shop. Here's a tuppence.
I think you mean a stippins. What's a tuppence?
Two pence. Two pence.
What were you saying? A stipend?
A stipend.
A stipend?
Yeah.
We'll give you a tuppence stipend. Now run down to the local grocer.
I will give you a shiny farthing.
Grocery stores do not sell very good books.
The one with the book in the window? The one as big as me, sir? You there, lad. What day is it? Why, it is high morning! I've not missed it! Oh, joy!
Bonus content episode, we do, like, the Christmas Carol, but it's just the story of high morning instead.
Okay, sure. Down. Deal.
Right, Christmas.
Am I writing that down?
Yes. But also yesterday, and we've been doing a bit for at least a minute now.
Okay, bonus episode, High Morning?
High Morning Christmas Carol, we'll know what it means.
Okay.
So we were going to look at this in like 3 weeks and be like, what were we talking about? And have not the faintest clue. What else is on the page here? We've talked about...
I actually have a list.
Okay, why don't you lead us then, Jordana?
Please, shall I? Okay, so we covered It's Safe to Walk the Streets Again. I wrote that the paragraph was tart. I don't know what that means.
Can't help you there.
I know. I leave very odd notes for myself. Oh, bellicosity. Let's define bellicosity.
To be bellicose is to be grumpy, maybe a bit of a bully.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I just wanted to cover that because I like it. It's a cool word. So the paragraph starts kind of optimistic. He has like an optimistic plan.
The second paragraph?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like at the beginning of this, he's like, I'm going to do it on this day because that seems like a good day to do it.
Okay.
But then by the end of it, you're sort of like, oh, this is not going to end well.
Well, I'm struck that he's never ventured into Hillside before this time. He's been here for how long now? Several months?
Mm-hmm.
And hasn't even ventured in. This is his first time looking around and being struck by how different it is. You'd think he'd have wandered in earlier on and maybe then got his beating. Or maybe he was too scared to...
Yeah, that's the read I get on it. Like, he was having a hard enough time getting by in Waterside.
And I see the logic here. Like, I understand that when everyone is in a good mood, that's a lot... It would seem a lot safer to go into that sort of place. Because everyone's going to be in a good mood, you're a little safer.
Does he have any indicator that it's unsafe there for beggars? Do they mention...
He knows that beggars don't go there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I guess he's never asked anybody.
Well, he says that he learned why they don't.
I learned why, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that sort of implies that he has an idea that beggars don't go there.
Mm. Or maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't have an idea until he learns.
Maybe.
Well, if he had no idea, I would think he'd have tried it sooner.
Mm, maybe.
Also, they do a chapter title drop on this page.
Yeah! A Time for Demons! Good name for an album.
Definitely a good album name, yeah. Can that be your next art? Is it our album cover?
That is A Time for Demons.
Okay. And that's going to be our second project, is we're going to start a prog metal band based entirely on King Killer.
What was that great name for a metal band that we came up with? And I was like, I'm going to actually do that.
I don't remember. You're not keeping the list anymore, buddy.
No. Well, it's on our Slack somewhere.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I am out of stuff for this page. You guys got anything?
Jeez.
Just that I think we'll probably talk about the pair of men lurking tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow.
There's something there. I think we should open up our mailbag. We have a lot of mail to get through. Yeah.
Let's just do one at a time.
Okay. Let's hold off on this one until we're on the scene that it mentions, because it's...
Okay.
It's good. So, yeah. So, we have quite a lot of mail. We have a mail backup. So, this is from John, who writes... I'm a couple of days behind, but thanks for blooping my last name. I appreciate that. And yes, that is my real honest to tell you last name. To make matters more interesting, I grew up about an hour away from Arthur's castle. Wow, I started writing this about 7 weeks ago and never finished it. Thank you, John. A new thought struck me today. In the world of Four Corners, they have spans instead of weeks. Why? Well, let me ask you this. How many days in a week? Chan. Dian.
Wait.
Seven.
Dian?
Chan means seven.
And Dian?
Means of them.
Or possibly days.
Maybe.
I think that's what John is saying. Mm.
So he's saying that they call it a span because...
Because otherwise it would be Chandrian. Otherwise, like,
it would sound too much like the name of the Chandrian.
Yeah, instead of saying, like, 7 days. Probably in that language, 7 days would be... Like,
and a span is 11 days.
Exactly. Right, so if they were, like, if it was 7 day weeks, it would be saying Chandrian an awful lot.
Perhaps.
That's an interesting observation.
Oh, that's actually super cool.
Which of Arthur's castles did you grow up an hour away from? Because I know there's a bunch of different ones. The one I'm thinking of is Tintagel.
Well, they all claim to be Arthur's castle, right?
Well, and there's the castle he was born in. You know, there's the castles that he lived in, you know.
Hey, wait, that means he's British.
What?
That's cool. We have an international listener who wrote to us. Oh, no, wait. We also have someone from Japan, right? Okay, so this is exciting.
Looking at our metrics, almost all of our listeners
are foreigners.
Well, international. They aren't foreigners necessarily, but...
So we should go on some vacations to visit our listeners.
Yes, with our oodles of podcast money.
Okay,
let's go to
not.
Japan.
Japan is so pretty.
Listeners, you have to fund our vacations to Japan now.
We'll start a Kickstarter.
We're not quite
or
that far gone.
Or GoFundMe.
Did we finish John's letter?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we got a little carried away there. Wait, did John write two letters?
He wrote a letter a while ago, and then he
never
replied to
it.
Well, he replied to it, so it's in the same thread.
Okie dokie. Okay.
Yep.
So should we be reading his first letter?
We already read it, dude.
We read it a long time ago.
Yeah.
All right, listeners, you're probably bored to tears with us by now.
This has been Behind Page of the Wind.
Where you find out that we have no idea what we're doing. We make it up as we go.
That was page 161. We're a proud member of the Dork Shelf Podcast Network. My name is Nick.
I'm Jordana.
And I'm Jeremy. And
we'll
see you
tomorrow
for the
another
next page of the wind. We really bungled this. Delete the podcast, try again.